And so, did you just want me to say dispatches from the underground? Dispatches from the underground.
Dispatches from the underground.
With your host,
Joey Steele. Up to no good. We're good? I don't know.
Question authority.
Dispatches from the underground.
Question everything.
Dispatches from the underground!
Alright, welcome to Dispatches from the Underground. I'm your host, Joey Steele. Thanks for getting down with us. We are coming at you from the underground here in New York City. That's where we are. This is what we do, and I'm glad you could join us down here. Well, I am actually in New York City right now, but this episode was actually recorded like a week and a half ago in Ireland on the end of our All Torn Up Leftover Crack tour. So this episode is a little bit out of date. This episode was recorded before all the events that happened in Charlottesville, and we're not going to be talking about it on this episode because we recorded most of this podcast before the situation went down. So we're not going to talk about it. But you all know that's how Dispatches rolls. We're going to be a little behind the times and talking about it. We will get to talking about it. We have talked about Antifa many times on this podcast before. You can go to our many podcasts that have covered this topic. We've been covering this issue for a long, long time since we first started doing this podcast. So while the mainstream media is catching up to us, we're going to give them a little break. We're going to let them catch up to us a little bit, and they could talk about Antifa a little bit, and then true Dispatches style, when this is no longer in the mainstream media, we'll keep talking about it. That's how we're going to deal with this. So we hope y'all can stay up with us. Obviously, much respect goes out to all of our Antifa brothers and sisters who fucking held the line against these right-wing pieces of shit in Charlottesville. You know, a lot of people don't want to do this work. It's not the work that they'd be doing in a perfect world, but we hold that line because it's necessary and because these pieces of shit are out there. So until we can fucking get rid of them, until they all die, we got to keep holding that line. So much respect goes out to all of our brothers and sisters who held that line in Charlottesville. And we will talk to some of them in the very, very near future. But that's not what we're going to talk about today. Today on Dispatches, Jason Tanzer from All Torn Up and Shirime and Everything I Do in My Life, my brother from another mother, is on the podcast, and we're going to be talking about our tour that we just finished with Leftover Crack. We just toured all of Europe. It's not the first time Jason's been to Europe, but it's only the second time I've been there. It's really only the second time I've been out of the country in reality. Little things here and there, but spent a lot of time in other countries, traveling all through the eastern part of Europe. We're going to talk about the places we went. We're going to talk about the things we saw, but I've been processing a lot of it. This is our initial thoughts. We recorded this in Ireland. We're going to talk about that. But these are initial thoughts, like on the shows that we played and how challenging it was. I know there's a lot of musicians out there and a lot of folks in general who are interested in the stories we have to tell. We're going to tell some fucked up stories, I promise you. We're going to get down with some weird shit that went down on tour. That's all going to be in there. But I also think there's a reason to talk about this in terms of perspective. I didn't think things would be as different as they were in other countries. It's not just politically or culturally or anything like that, but also just interacting with people. People just are they're in a different world. They're in a different wave. I didn't think it was going to be as different as it turned out to be. And maybe that was naivete on my part, and I'm owning up to it. You know, as usual, I'm eating crow on that front. But also, like, obviously, I'm talking to people politically and I'm trying to organize political things, but things that I organize politically here in this system, in this country that we come from, aren't as relevant there. There's different issues, there's different problems, there's different backgrounds, and not being immersed in that culture, it was a little interesting and challenging to see how the things that All Torn Up talks about and is passionate about, they didn't translate perfectly over into other cultures. Some issues obviously were clear cut, but anyway, we're going to talk about all that through the podcast. We're going to get to that all in a minute. Before we get to the discussion with Jason about all the things that went down on tour and the politics and all this stuff, I want to start this episode off on the right foot. And first and foremost, I want to thank everybody who listens to Dispatches from the Underground. I met a bunch of people on the road in other countries who listen to Dispatches and who are talking to me about stuff that we do here. And it means a lot to me because, you know, I think about ending this podcast all the time and to meet folks who think that this podcast is worthwhile. It means a lot to me, makes me want to keep doing it at least for a little while longer. And I know it's been tough because the schedule's been a little bit limited. It was tough to record on the road, and I didn't get a new podcast up for a couple of weeks, so I appreciate everyone who continues to listen, even though I'm not sticking to my schedule as much as I will. I'm going to try to stick to the two episodes a month, continue to do two episodes a month, maybe a little off when I'm on tour and stuff, but generally that's going to be true. So make sure you guys are all continuing to subscribe and continuing to spread the word about Dispatches. It's the only way people are going to know about what we do here, and the fact that we can actually bust people out of the mainstream bullshit that they get sucked into and hopefully live lives a little more conscious, a little more in the realm that we want to live in, which is down here in the underground. So continue to spread that around. Thank you all very much for doing that. And on the same front, before we get to the shit talking that Jason and I are going to get into in a minute, before we get to all that, I want to say a few thank yous. And this isn't some, you know, bullshit gratitude nonsense, you know, like New York City, hot, cool, fucking, I want to thank my family. That is what I want to do, but that's not the real reason here. On this trip, I realized how much the words we say and the actions we take when we're coming at things from a very clear left-wing perspective, putting other people before ourselves and basically empowering the disempowered and oppressing the oppressors. And, you know, we take this message from town to town, and it is fucking amazing that no matter what country we go to, no matter what backward hole we're playing in, we played some backward holes, even by the standards of the people living there, they were backward holes. No matter where we go, people want to fucking get down, you know, and they want to help us, and they want to spread the message, and they want to figure out what to do to combat oppression and empower the disempowered. And there's so many fucking people on this tour that helped us make this happen, and they believe in us, and they believe in the message of All Torn Up, and they believe in consciousness and empowering music. And it was just so fucking moving. And I know it's hard sometimes when we're sitting here and listening to a podcast to keep perspective on that and realize that those people are out there, but they're everywhere. And they don't give a fuck about borders. In all of these countries, there's groups of people who don't give a shit about these borders. And there's groups of people who don't want to fly those flags over their heads. And there's groups of people who want to empower the disempowered around them. Everywhere we go, we see this. And they want to fucking have us stay at their place. And they want to give us food. And they want to help us figure out how to spread that word and the music. And it really, you know, I'm not a crier, but it made me feel overjoyed and overwhelmed and just made me sit back and realize how good things are in the world in a time when it's so easy to see how bad they are too. And I wanted to say a few thank yous for particular people off the top of my head that were on this front. I know I'm missing some folks. You know, we were in Zagreb, Croatia, and the dude who fucking wanted to show me his bazooka. Thank you. I don't remember your name, dude. I'm so sorry. There's so many people that we met whose names I don't really remember. I remember we were in Vienna. I met a wonderful Italian woman who told me about the fucked up refugee situation in Milan, Italy, and how rough it is and how brutal it is. And we talked a lot about things they can do there. I think your name was Vanessa. I can't remember everyone's names, and it's fucked up of me. We were in Graz and we met some great political organizations, and you know, on tour everything gets a little blurry, but I just want to be super clear, at least for people who are listening in here. I do remember all these situations and the impact of the conversations, and that's in my heart, even if my brain is a little blurry on some of the details. I apologize. But here's a couple people that I want to holler at straight up. First of all, I want to say thank you to Leftover Crack. You know, folks, let me tell you what, that group puts on an amazing show every day. Every fucking day, no matter what the situation is, they get up there and they crush it. And they bring together, and they have brought together in every fucking city we've been with them, in this bullshit country and every other bullshit country, and they bring together amazing fucking people. So if you are judged by your fans, I feel like Leftover Crack is doing a great fucking job. Brad, Alec, Wade with the Braid, who fucking made so much of this possible for us. Donnie, Chris, whose last tour it was with Leftover Crack. Chris, by the way, runs an incredible podcast too called The Grind Bin Podcast, and there's another band called The Channeling. Make sure y'all check that out. The Grind Bin is like a horror podcast that deals with like 70s and 80s, I think maybe even 90s grind bin type movies. So check it out. but especially Sturgeon from Leftover Crack, who fights for All Torn Up and puts us out there and makes sure that we are given the space and time that we're supposed to have to say and do the things that we do, and who loves and supports our band endlessly. Everybody in Leftover Crack, it really does feel like a family. You know, it really does feel like these are people who genuinely care for us. And, you know, I care about them so much too. And I can't say enough for how important they are in my life and in this band, All Torn Up. So thank you guys so much for everything you do for us. I want to say thank you to Soren and all the fellas in All Torn Up, especially Soren, who's our drummer in All Torn Up, and he pulled a ton of the gear together. He made this thing happen. He worked his ass off for months to make this happen with me, but also obviously Cello and Philippe and Jason and Moose from Scum City, which is a great band here in New York City, came on tour with us and did a bunch of the dates, and his wife Christine came for some of the shows as well. Thank you all so much. Soren, you crushed it, brother. Thank you. My partner, all of our partners for putting up with our bullshit. Thank you for fucking handling it. And I want to just run a list of folks, holler at some folks real quick, especially our crew in Hamburg, who held this shit down and fucking helped us make this not break our bank and made it possible. Arna, Torsten, Svenja, our homegirl Svenja, Nadine, Marcus, Tina, Torben, Torsten from Arnartig, who may have given up on Brooklyn, but he's still holding it down in Europe. Thank you, brother. Sven, Carr, Anne. The guy who bought the van for us, whose name I don't know. It's fucked up because this dude like bought us a van. He's selling it for us. He doesn't even know us. He doesn't even know Soren, our drummer, but he doesn't know all of us. He fucking bought a van for us and he, you know, like made it possible for us to tour there just because he believes in what we're doing. It's so meaningful that all these wonderful people who I look up to and see as great friends who believe in us who fucking do this. So thank you all so much. Folks I didn't even know before. None of us knew before. Vladis from fucking Prague, dude, holding it down all the time, bullshitting with me every day, giving us a place to stay in Prague. Vladis, fucking thanks for holding it down, brother. Mad Tour Booking, Ian in the UK, Rebellion Fest, Ashley and Claire from up northern England, but we met them in Blackpool. Thank you, Ashley and Claire. Hemi, I think in the podcast I actually say Hemming by accident, but Hemi, our brother who we met in Austria, who's lives in Vienna, became like a family member. Also is terrifyingly large, so I'm sorry I fucked your name up, and don't fuck me up when you come to New York. Colin in Ireland, who's still pissed at me because I didn't stay at his place because shit was complicated. I mean, there's just so many fucking people. We go into a town, no one fucking knows us. No one gives a shit about punk bullshit. People give us a place to stay. They give us food in all these venues. It's just so heartwarming to know that they're doing this because they care about punk and they care about left-wing culture and they want to fucking support bands who are bringing consciousness to people, who are talking to people about substantive issues and not just some fucking rock and roll bullshit. It meant a lot to me. Maybe I'm reading into it. Maybe they just did it because they think I'm handsome. I don't fucking know exactly, but I like to think it's because we have substance. You can fucking message me later if you think that that's bullshit and I'm just rambling on and you can give a fuck, but that's how it is. So thank you to everybody I mentioned and the million fucking people who I fucked up and left off this list. Maybe we'll get to some more when we talk. I don't remember what we said in the podcast with Jason and I, but enough of me bullshitting. I know you want to get to the fun stuff. We're going to talk some shit in a second. So thank you to Real Punk Radio, realpunkradio.com, for always airing dispatches. You can check us out on Wednesday night at 11 p.m. at realpunkradio.com. Let's play some tunes and let's talk to Jason a little bit. Let's talk some shit. That's what you want to hear, so let's get to it. Here's Jason from All Torn Up. Get down. Okay, I talked a little bit long on that intro, so I know you're excited to get to that, but I do want to play a song before we get to the episode. But you can thank me for talking a lot of shit because that means I'm not going to do what I wanted to do here, which is play an All Torn Up song. I'm actually going to play a song that you probably much more prefer to listen to. I'm going to play a song that Jason and I actually did the background vocals for with a couple of the guys, with Pete and Brian from the Bouncing Souls. We did the background vocals for this song on the new Leftover Crack record, Constructs of the State. And it's one of my favorite tunes on the record. I really enjoy listening to it. And I was just hanging out with Sturgeon the other day here in New York. York City, and we were talking about lyrics, and he was mentioning that some of the lyrics he had in this song he was particularly proud of, and we were just kind of going over a couple different things. And I do think the lyrics in the song are pretty spectacular on many different fronts. So let's listen to that right now. Here is Leftover Crack, featuring the background vocals of Jason Tanser and Joey Steele of All Torn Up, and Pete and Brian of The Bouncing Souls. So here is The Lie of Luck from Leftover Crack on Constructs of the State. Get down.
Over 2 million labeled felon, never to escape the crippling shackles of the new slavery.
Sitting here in the hotel in Dublin. Well, I think we're still in Dublin. We're so far away from the fucking city because we try to find a cheap-ass hotel that I'm not even sure if we're still in actual Dublin. But we're in Ireland, probably. I think we're still in Ireland.
Hello.
That's Jason. There it is.
I brush my teeth with olive paste. I drink tea and eat crumpets.
You're going to say this on the way out of Ireland. You wouldn't say this shit at the show, dude. At the show, it was like, oh, hello. It's very nice to meet all of you people. we're done. The tour's over. We're finished.
It's done for now.
It's done.
Until the next one starts.
No, but that's still, this one's still fucking done. This is done.
Yeah, for now. And then the next one. I guess.
That's some fucking dumb shit. All right. Apparently, this tour has broken Jason's brain, which I guess didn't take much to break anyway.
Catch us at the local 7-Eleven in Ireland tomorrow at 3 a.m. Yeah. We'll be doing an Oogle set.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be fun. We're going to do it on the way to the airport. Yep. It should be good.
Exactly. Yeah. Going through customs.
Yeah. We're gonna get the guys at the customs station to fucking do this shit with us.
Yeah, it's going
to
be a private secret experience.
Well, we're on tour. My friend Caitlin hits us up. She's like, hey, Joey, when you guys toured the Midwest, is there any cool places to go? Because I'm going to be like I'm on a road trip and I'm going to be stopping at these couple cities that we stopped at.
Oh, yeah. The best place, De Leon's. De Leon's in Omaha, Nebraska. You need to go there.
She's going
to
be in Omaha. So she's like, Joey, where's good places to go? And I'm like, listen, Caitlin, I'm the worst motherfucker to ask because I don't want to see anything in any fucking city we go to. I don't give a fuck. I don't care about any place in Ireland. I'm sure when I get back, Christine's going to be like, oh, did you go to the Kissing Wall and you fucking see the castles? I'm like, I don't give a fuck about any of this bullshit.
Yeah.
All I care about is meeting people.
Mm-hmm.
These fucking things, they don't, that's boring as hell, dude.
Yeah, castles are kind of cool for about 30 seconds.
Yeah.
At 35 seconds or more, I can't promise you anything, but, you know, below that, you're okay.
You know what, we saw a bunch of castles when we were in Europe. You know what castles remind me of? Fucking stones. That's it. It's just stones stacked together.
Why do you think of the Rolling Stones when you go to castles? That's weird.
Yeah, well, dude, time. It's a waste of my time.
Yeah, yeah, I get it.
But we were in Zagreb, Croatia, and these fuck boys in all torn up, they're all like, Joey, you're just going to like stay at the hotel and you're fucking not going to go out and hang out and check out the city? I'm like, yeah. No offense to Zagreb, Croatia. It seems like a wonderful place. Really enjoyed the vegan food there, but no, I don't really give a shit about seeing Zagreb, Croatia.
There was a lot of cool shit to see over there.
Name one fucking thing in Zagreb, Croatia that you dug.
There was a tunnel that went from one side of the street to the other side of the street. And in that tunnel, you could yell real loud and get a crazy echo. Spend about 5 minutes in there just clapping our hands, yelling. But it was cool because everyone else was doing it too, so we didn't look like total freaks.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It was only about after like the third or fourth minute that we didn't leave that we looked like total freaks and just kept doing it. There was a really weird art park that didn't have a lot of art also. And it was just like...
It was just a park.
It was just a shitty park. Okay. on a huge hill with like straw figurines, I guess. It were like... Like straw
that
animals
the,
or something.
That might
maybe.
Have been the art, dude. I don't know.
But you know, the other sure guys all drink, so they got to get mojito. Is that what it's called? I don't know.
Don't ask me. Dude. Something with an M in it.
Someone with alcohol.
Might have been
there.
A migraine. Might have been a mojito.
And we just sat at the top of the thing. It was pretty. Had a cool view. It was kind of cool. But you know,
yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Sitting in dirt is only fun for about 15 minutes before it gets old.
People ask me, they're like, "Hey, what's it like being on tour, Leftover Crack, and like hanging out all torn up and touring?" I'm like, "Yeah, this is what it's like, dude. Avoiding these fuck boys when they go out to see the dumbass art park.
Yeah,
and fucking sipping on migraines in the park like assheads. And I'm fucking just trying to avoid them, dude. It's just me. They're trying to avoid me. Joey's a dick. He's fucking back at the hotel being a shithead." And these guys are out fucking being nerds, nerds on top of nerds on top of nerds, dude.
I'll tell you what, the only exercise I do get is on tour when I'm walking from place to place, seeing all this shit, because I do maybe an eighth of the amount of walking when I'm home. So that's my excuse is, you know, I got to get the blood flowing, got to get my heart rate up.
Yeah, but I feel like that's a pretty good synopsis of our tour. It's like these dorkzoids go out all day, check out dumb shit at a dumb art park and fucking get wasted and Jason babysits them. And then I'm just like getting shit done otherwise.
Oh, like, yeah. I did do a lot of babysitting. The first night I babysat Soren.
Soren's our drummer and all torn up.
In I think we were in Germany, but we played in Austria, but right on the border. And,
Oh, my God. Soren great, met this... great fucking show in Bregenz, Austria.
Yeah, yeah.
Austria. Right by Lindau, Germany. It was
we stayed in Lindau.
And super cool. Every one of the fucking shows blast, dude. Met some really nice people there. Heming, shout out to Heming. Who's fucking hung out with us at a bunch of shows. Good dude.
Well, Soren met this guy, Hemi, who's a really cool guy.
Heming, you know, not Heming. What the fuck is wrong with
I think it is Hemi.
Okay.
Sorry, Hemi or Hemming, yeah, whichever one it is.
I'll just edit that out and it'll be fine. Hemi's a great dude, but he could fuck me up, so I better fix it.
Yeah, big time. Yeah. So, you know, the St. Pauli connection, Soren finds him. Soren was like, we got to give this guy a ride home. So we're like, all right, just get in the van, you know, let's go.
Soren is blasted.
Wasted.
Dude. He's like not able to stand wasted.
So, and when we get back, we're all about to go to sleep, and Soren's like, oh, I'm going out with Hemi. I was like, oh, fuck it, I'll come with you too.
I'm sleeping in the van.
Yeah.
These fuck boys are like, yeah, we're going to go hang out at the fucking bar. It's fucking like 4 a.m.
Real weird quiet town. Me and Soren slept maybe 2 hours that night before we had to leave. But Soren got so drunk, he could no longer speak English, and he also could no longer speak German. And the night ended, he was peeing in the middle of the street, and I thought it'd be funny to pour beer on him while he was doing that. Not a lot of beer, just like a little bit of beer, like a playful amount of beer. And he got really angry at me for doing it. I've never seen him get so angry at me for anything.
Yeah, why would you pour beer on the dude?
I mean, I thought it was funny. I think he would laugh
Did
about
Hemi
it now.
It was funny?
Hemi thought it was great. Hemi actually wanted to wake you up in the van. And I said that if he did that, that there is no question that you're going to come out of the door with pepper spray and a knife.
Yeah.
Because you don't know who it is. Yeah. You're going to try and kill him. And then in turn, he would probably rip you in half. And torso. That's it.
Yeah. I told him later, because we slept in the van the entire time. We bought a bunch of way too much pepper spray,
yeah.
Which I then proceeded to spray my dick with at one point, which was really fucking unpleasant, by the way. Don't do that. But I told him later, I'm like, look, if anyone comes to the van and I'm sleeping there, I'm fucking opening the door, one crack, and spraying everybody.
Yeah, spray first, ask questions
later.
But
this was the first night of tours, so we didn't have like an established fucking like thing to do.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would definitely would have come out fucking spraying, dude.
I guess one thing we didn't really think about is... you're spraying pepper spray inside of a van. What, you know, it's going to stop the person, but that van is going to be fucked afterwards.
Man, that thing had project. That was good pepper spray.
Yeah.
I bought some quality pepper spray, everybody. I wasn't out of bullshit. Bullshit like this fucking dust spraying pepper spray. I brought like bare pepper spray, like shit that's made to fucking shoot like 10 feet.
Yeah.
Bad part is when you have it in your fucking fanny pack that you're holding your money in and it goes off on your dick, you're talking that shit's shooting hard at your dick.
Some people fucking pay money to have that done, you know.
Dude.
So you got that for free.
Dude.
You should be grateful.
Not okay. That shit burned for like an entire fucking week. It was fucked up. Yeah, dude. But what you don't understand about this dumb story that this guy's telling about like this Lindau, where we were staying in and next to Bregenz, Austria, is this is like a seaside town. It's like a fucking quiet, nobody's walking on the street. Like everything's locked down. Like it's a beautiful, like picturesque town.
Yeah, beautiful place.
These two idiots are fucking just pouring beer on each other in the street.
And
I'm
peeing.
I'm sure the neighbors didn't even have cops to call. I'm sure the...
Hemi said that a judge lived, like, in one of the buildings that we were peeing right outside of.
Does he know where a judge lives?
Hey, I don't ask questions.
That's some shady shit.
I don't ask questions.
That's the other thing. There's so much about touring in Europe that I didn't know. I mean, I went there for my honeymoon, but I didn't spend, like, a lot of time in Europe. There's so much that didn't translate from our shtick, from like how all torn up is on stage, like the politics we talk about. It doesn't really translate from America to Europe.
Yeah.
One, this is just the places we played, but there is no racial diversity in Europe. There's very little racial diversity. Like in Berlin, we saw some racial diversity. In Hamburg, we saw some racial diversity. But like mostly it's like, you know, white people,
white
like
bros.
A block of white people.
Yep.
And that was confusing to me because we play in New York City mostly. And then also when we play Leftover Crack shows, there's a decent amount of diversity in those shows. We play America. When you go there, it's like white on white. And you're just like, wow, what the fuck is going on here, dude? This is fucking weird.
Yep.
The other thing that threw me for a loop was cops, man. There is the cop situation in Europe, at least in the cities we went to, like Eastern Europe and Germany, Austria. The cop situation is totally different, dude. In America, there are cops fucking everywhere. It's militarized. They're ready to go. They're fucked up. You could see it in their eyes. You could see it in their walk. cops, first of all, we hardly saw any cops.
Well, that's because they all drive around in clown cars. I don't know if you got to see them, but they were like neon yellow and purple cars that they drove around in. They don't want to be seen. I would be so embarrassed if I had to drive around in that thing all the time.
Yeah,
that's why they're hidden.
They don't look imposing when they're wearing their fucking like fluorescent vests and their fucking bike helmets.
Yeah.
They look pretty weak.
Yeah.
And they got no guns, so like, what are you going to do, motherfucker?
Pepper spray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's very few cops, man. And so we're up on stage, you know, left of a crack, all torn up. We're talking about, hey, this song's about killing cops. And people are like,
Who are these
cops? Who are these cops of which you speak?
Yep.
It didn't translate super fucking well. It was a little flat.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really know. Like, I kept asking people, like, what's the cop situation like? People are like, yeah, cops are fucked up here. But I'm asking left of a crack crowd.
Yeah.
So obviously they're going to be like, yeah, cops are fucked up.
It could also be that you spoke a million miles a minute, so
no one
knew what you were saying.
Yeah, that was pretty rough. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. That was rough.
But it seemed like they dug the music, you know, and a lot of people came up after to talk about this stuff one-on-one, which was cool.
People in most cities that I talked to, their English was amazing, but I guess that was a self-selecting crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Plus, we played earlier on a lot of these shows, obviously, because we were opening for Leftover Crack. So people weren't, they hadn't drunk enough to lose their second language.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest place I found I had a language barrier with was Blackpool, England. I didn't understand a goddamn word anyone said over there.
No, for real. We're still in Ireland, so I don't want to talk too much shit, but I don't know what the fuck anyone was saying at the show we just played, dude.
Yeah, it was weird.
They were speaking, I swear to God, sometimes they were speaking Gaelic, but I know that they were trying to speak English to me.
Yep.
I don't know what the fuck they were talking about, dude.
No, I mean, you know,
That's how I think other crowds must have felt when I was talking. Like, I think that guy's speaking English. What the fuck are they going to think of me?
Should I speak English? And that's how I feel half the time you're talking too.
It's fucked up.
But, you know,
Blackpool,
the crowds mostly, you know, we were able to communicate. I didn't really, the only place I had a serious language barrier was in like smaller towns.
Slovakia.
In Germany, Slovakia.
Slovakia was tough.
But for the most part, you know, everyone spoke enough English to, you know, for me to get by with, and I spoke enough German to kind of get by with.
This fucking piece of shit. Listen, we pride ourselves on being anti-racist, but apparently when we get to Europe, like, we could just flow out all the racist bullshit that these guys have against fucked up German people or whatever the fuck. Every German word we saw that looked silly, these guys were just like making fun of it nonstop.
Yeah, Ausfahrt.
Ausfahrt, apparently, Ausfahrt.
No, Ausfahrt. Yeah,
whatever,
something like that.
Whatever, dude. Look it up. It means exit, I think.
Yeah. So when I fart out of my ass, when I ass fart, that's an exit. The exact same thing.
Every fucking time on the highway we drive past an Ausfahrt.
Ausfahrt, Ausfahrt.
Fucking guys like, Ausfahrt mein Liebchen. Ausfahrt mein Appleboy.
There's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of good stuff. There's Ausfahrt. There's, I don't know if you guys know about the really hardcore German street gangs. They go at it. It's the Ausgang and the Eingang. Ausgang and Eingang.
Dumb. Dumb shit.
They've got gang symbols. There's signs everywhere, tags everywhere for them going in and out of buildings.
So fucking dumb.
Watch your back. They don't fuck around.
They most certainly do fuck around.
They do fuck around. I mean, it means inside and outside. But, you know, what the fuck's a dummy like me supposed to know that? I think it's a gang, you know? I figure I better be on my toes while I'm in these places.
There are signs that say Eingang on them. That's the joke, right? Like, that's the fucking thing that you're laughing at?
Yeah.
I never understood the joke.
Eingang. Yeah, Eingang. That's a tag. That's a tag for a dangerous German street gang. And Ausgang is their rivals.
There was a lot of... That's stupid and probably a little more than a little racist, but... it's against German, so I guess it's okay.
Yeah, it's the good kind.
But there was a lot of fucking cool political tags. Like, everywhere we go, there's regular tags, there's good tags, there's bad tags. But there's a lot of political shit, too. It's helpful because you kind of know what area you're in.
Yeah,
so we go to like, a foreign town, and we see, like, crossed-out swastikas and, like, Antifa stuff. We know that we're fucking cool. We go to Dresden. We don't see any fucking Antifa stuff.
Yep.
We get nervous. So
no, there was some Antifa stuff in Dresden. Yeah, there was a quarter by where the restaurants were. I didn't see any Nazi tags, and I saw a bunch of Antifa tags.
We heard that Dresden was going to be fucked up, so we get tons of fucked up weapons, and we get on we bring bricks on stage to fucking hit people with.
Yep.
And like we do an Antifa song, like explicitly Antifa song, during the set, and so I pick up the brick for the song, and I'm like, all right, this song is fucking anti-fascist. How do y'all feel about that? And then there's like flat response. I'm like, all right, well, I got this fucking right here. If anyone wants to make a deal with it, let's deal with it now. So we're going to play this song in a minute. I'd like to finish the song. And everyone seemed cool with it once I hit the brick.
The crowd, they were okay. They didn't seem fucked up.
Oh, fuck yeah. The crowd was great. The crowd was great once they understood what I was talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't know what the fuck I was saying. The brick helped make it super clear.
Oh, yeah. Big time. Well, it's the translator for the fast Ohio talk that you got going, you know? Yeah.
It's like, okay, this guy's got a brick. Yeah. We're on his side now.
Yeah, brick translates the same in every language.
I never sang a song with a brick in my hand the entire time. It felt pretty natural.
Felt good, huh?
Yeah, it felt all right. Yeah. I didn't feel fucked up.
Brick, sledgehammer, you know.
Yeah. What's your favorite town that we played?
Favorite town? Wien, which is Vienna. They call it Wien over there, if you didn't know.
They do. They have different names for these places. Like Prague. No one in Prague calls Prague.
It's Praha. Yeah. Who the fuck would have known? I wouldn't have known.
Shout out to Lattice. Fucking held it down in Prague.
Oh, yeah.
Place to stay. Thanks, Lattice.
Vienna was really cool. The place we played was fucking awesome.
Oh, it was good. There was like arena.
There was like five or six different venues in the place. Everyone was super cool. They just wanted us to have a good time and, you know, like enjoy our stay and make us feel comfortable. And, you know, they cared about us. They cared about the music. It wasn't just like, oh, come in and play and get the fuck out.
Valentin, the fucking club. Very cool fucking dude, man.
Yeah. He might have accidentally seen my private parts.
He definitely did. This guy pulled a mangina on him. It was really fucked up. He was trying to mess with me. I knew it was coming, so I didn't walk through the door.
So Joey sends the promoter up first.
Let the fucking guy walk through. Poor Valentin looks right at Jason. He's like, God damn it.
I charge it to the game. That's what happens.
Fucked up. Valentin, sorry about that. Yeah, fucking Vienna was super cool, man. Prague was super cool. I'd have to say, our first show, it's hard to appreciate because it was our first show.
Yep.
But Bregenz, Austria, right next to Lindau.
Yeah, met a lot of cool people there.
Oh, man. All I care about is meeting people. And there was a great political group there. They have a cool coalition. We ended up taking a bunch of their lit and like handing it out for the rest of the tour. Yeah. And they're having a protest on September 9th, 2017 in Lindau. So anyone who's in southern Germany who hooked up with us, make sure y'all go out to that protest. It's 9-9-17 in Lindau. But I thought that was cool. I really enjoyed that. Everyone we met at that crowd was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Super fucking cool. Loved hanging out with everyone there. It was a lot of fun.
That was a last minute show, wasn't it?
No, that was planned, but it was a different plan. It was like it was supposed to be somewhere else.
Yeah. Well, the venue did a really good job.
Yeah, they did a nice job, even though they moved it to that space. Antifa was fucked, too, so that was nice.
Yeah, I like that space. It was a cool space. It was just, you know, fucking foosball everywhere.
No one remembers what it was now.
So everywhere in Europe, Germany and Austria specifically, foosball.
It's pretty ridiculous.
And everyone is a professional fucking foosball player. So you can't have a good time playing foosball with these fucking guys if you're from America.
Here's the other thing about foosball. It's fucking boring. So I don't know what mentality it is to enjoy foosball, but I feel like you have to be drunk.
Yeah, or German.
Just fucking, you turn the stupid
shit. I guess
you're
drunk then.
Yeah, I guess that's fucking racist as fuck.
That is a little
all right,
racist.
Let's take a pause here. Let's listen to a tune. This is from a band we played with in Vienna, I think. No. I want to listen to the band that we played with in Graz. Graz, Austria. We're going to listen to a tune from the band we played with in that show, and then we're going to come right back at you. So get down. All right, let's listen to a tune from a band that we met in Graz, Austria, I believe is where we met them, at a very cool venue. The venue was called Explosive, I think it was. And it was super cool, political space. It really moved me, the space being there at the space. We met some folks later in Vienna who said that I misinterpreted the space and it's not as political or as awesome as I thought it was. And they have some real problems. You know, that being said, and there being a caveat on the fact that I didn't know that space super well, to me, it came off as being a very hardworking, very genuine space that was doing a lot of wonderful leftist things, even though it wasn't explicitly leftist. That being said, no matter how you feel about the explosive place that we played in Graz, Austria, the crowd was cool as fuck. And this opening band was called Atavistic Traits. The guys in the band were super conscious. They were all really cool to us. We talked to them for a long time before and after the show. And their music was fantastic. And they gave me a CD for free. And I came back to the States with that CD and have it. And now I'm going to play you a tune off of it. So here's Atavistic Traits from Austria. Get down. So the other place, well, first of all, obviously, I really enjoyed Hamburg. All of our friends were there. We knew more people at the Hamburg show than we usually know at the New York show. Everyone was Svenja and Anna. Sorry, Anna. Showed us around in Berlin. We had a great time in Berlin. I loved Berlin. The city's beautiful. I'm going to move to Berlin one day.
Yeah, Berlin is cool.
But then we fucking went to Hamburg, and like all of our friends were there. Torsten came from France to see us. Torben was there fucking calling his assholes the entire time. Hey, Torben, fuck you.
Oh, yes, for you, fuck brother. You.
But there's so many cool people in Hamburg. And, you know, I can't say enough. All these people helped support us in Hamburg. Like, just endless support. Like, just a laundry list of amazing people helped make that shit happen. Plus, when we got to play Hamburg, our fucking brother from another mother, Soren, is from Hamburg. So it was like... It was like, you know, a life achievement to come back with this fucking bullshit American band and play that city. So,
but yeah, it was a good show.
It was a great show. Our friend Torsten fucking made a video of it. You can check it out on Artig, which is his video production company. Check it out. But there's just so many people. It's hard. I'm not even going to run them down.
No, you can't. It's just thank you to everybody.
It's literally like 50 people.
All of you. Thank you.
Thank you to every single person in Hamburg.
You're great.
Loved Hamburg. It was so nice to see. Here's the thing about the football stadium in Hamburg. The football stadium in Hamburg, St. Pauli Football Stadium, was like the most political place I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
I'm not even joking. Like, no joke.
Forget sports arenas. Place.
Forget like, political arenas. Forget, like, a place where people do politics, like fucking Congress or, like, I don't know, another political place. Forget it. This was covered fucking, like, from the top of the stands to the right to the bottom, the fucking next to the field. And political stickers and graffiti, and it was unfucking believable. Like anti-capitalist shit, anti-fascist shit, anti-misogynistic shit. Like, it was fucking amazing.
And it looked like it was commissioned by the stadium. It wasn't fucking people throwing up tags. This is shit that was, you know, allowed to be done.
Yeah, this is like in the seats.
Yeah,
like they had painted it into the seats.
Murals.
Like, yeah, like. Like refugees welcome here, like into the fucking seats.
Yep.
And after playing Dresden, it was nice to see that in the seats. I mean, it was unfucking believable.
Yeah,
that was a football stadium, dude.
Soccer
to you, cracker ass motherfuckers. Yeah, that's your racist shit again, Jason.
That is a little racist.
Fucked up. So Hamburg was amazing, but let's I want to talk shit because that's what we do here at Dispatches.
Whoop whoop.
So let's get to the fucking shit talking. Let's talk about Blackpool, England for a second, which is my other favorite place to play. Hamburg And Blackpool, I enjoyed immensely.
Blackpool, we played at The Gathering, right? The Gathering of the Juggalos? The English one?
That's what it felt like in Blackpool a little bit.
Blackpool was like the Coney Island freak show.
This is Rebellion Fest.
Yeah.
We had a great time.
Rebellion Fest was awesome.
Super glad that we got invited. I should start off before Jason talks a lot of shit.
The actual town, city, municipality of Blackpool, however, was a very strange place.
It's a little weird.
It reminded me of Coney Island with more juggalos.
It's like Coney Island, like pre-Warriors time.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It was simultaneously desolate and overly packed.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I can really speak on it. I saw maybe 4 blocks of Blackpool, but I think that's all I really needed to see to get my impression of it.
It's hard to keep track of where you were. Everything was confusing there.
Yeah.
Because it was just like filled with like people who were more punk than any punk you've ever
seen.
Yeah, like,
they were super punk over
there.
They
were punk as fuck, dude. Yeah. Everybody with charged hair.
I felt like a poser being there.
Dude, you are a fucking poser. So that's finally glad you felt that way.
Yeah. The weirdest thing is they tried feeding me fucking blood. Which was disgusting. They said it was pudding, and it was a little fucking blood patty. Who would eat that? That is sick. Never again.
Blood with fat mix in it. It was hilarious. Jason's like, wait, what is that? I'm like, oh, it's caramelized onions, dude. Check it out. He fucking puts his fork in it and he eats a piece.
It's disgusting.
Like, dude, that doesn't taste like onions.
Yeah, it was fucked up.
It's like, that tastes like kind of like blood.
That was all I really needed, the eating blood and seeing the like eighth of a mile stretch of beach that I saw to know that Blackpool is the greatest place in the universe, I will definitely be going back.
I fucking love Blackpool because it was toward the end of tour, it was Rebellion Fest, fucking Bad Religion plays one of my favorite bands of all time.
Yeah, Bad Religion was really good.
Leftover Crack crushed it at that show. We saw a really cool band from LA play called Corrupted Youth. I really enjoyed their set a lot. Luckily, they were playing the same stages off, and they're just like a couple bands before us. I really enjoyed their shit, sort of like DB, but like poppy DB. Like it was really, really good. Corrupted Youth, check them out. Maybe I'll play a song from them in a little bit. But fucking, it was a really good time at the show. Plus, to me, like I said, I don't care a fuck about Coney Island or any beach bullshit. I just enjoy fuck. What is this guy fucking doing here? This fucking.
He's oogling. We got an oogle outside.
We're fucking middle Ireland. This fucking oogle just walks up on our shit.
Show's about to start. We'll see you outside 7-Eleven. 3 minutes.
Apparently he got the message. We got fucking someone smoke screen this shit. All right. But I like people. So it was great to be in Blackpool because fucking we got to hang out with Ashley and Claire, and they are fucking rad as hell. Shout out to Ashley and Claire. Hopefully, I'm sure Claire's not listening to this because she hated my shit by the end of the night. But Ashley, shout out to you. Thanks for hanging out and making fucking Blackpool so rad, despite the fact that we were surrounded by fucking juggalos and skinheads and more than a few Nazi fucking dudes there as well.
I mean, it's all the same thing though, right? Juggalo, skinhead, Nazi. It's one and the same.
I'm not sure I want to fucking put skinheads all with the juggalos, but you can do that. That Jason Tanzer from All Torn Up said all skinheads are juggalos. There you go.
All juggalos are skinheads.
Yeah, I don't think that's true. But again, Jason Tanzer, I'll give you his social security number later for anybody who wants to know about that. I fucking love Blackpool, dude. Blackpool was a blast.
Yeah, it was cool. It was weird.
You got to hang out with the fam. What do you care?
It was weird. Yeah. Whoop, whoop.
Did you see any bands there that you dug?
Yeah.
No, you didn't watch any bands, dude.
No, I saw Bad Religion. They were really good.
Yeah, Bad Religion crushed
it. I watched Pennywise for a little bit. I walked around for a while, and I don't know any of the names of the bands that I saw. I saw a really terrible ska band. Never need to see that again. I saw a weird rockabilly band.
You did see a rockabilly band?
Yeah.
That sucks.
And then...
Have you ever seen a rockabilly band that you enjoyed?
No. That's an oxymoron, huh?
No, I've seen some decent ones.
Oh, yeah?
There's a Tombstone Brawlers used to be a New Jersey band. They were pretty good.
Okay. I'll be sure to probably not check that out.
Yeah.
But there was a few, I mean, you know, there's a few bands I saw and it was just like, okay, this is cool. I'm bobbing my head and I'm going to go to the next stage and check someone else out. bob my head for a little bit and move on. That's what I like about festivals is you could see so many different bands in one place. Bands that you have no idea who they are. You know,
you can do that. Too bad no one did that for us.
Yeah.
It's possible.
It's definitely possible. Yeah. You have that ability. No one's restricting you. You know, just go to all the stages that you like.
Yeah, you needed to go see Peter and the Test Tube Babies for the thousandth time and skip our set.
Exactly.
Got it. Yeah, we get it, Blackpool. Very cool.
But
what was the worst moment, other than when I left you fuckheads in the car that one time?
Worst time. I don't have bad times, so.
You didn't have any bad, when Blackpool, they threatened to throw me out, because I pulled a knife out, and I was cutting someone's, like, bracelet off of them, and the, like, five security dudes fucking flank me, and they're like, what the fuck is that? I'm like, it's a knife, dude.
It's not a gun. It's illegal in England, though.
And the head security guy's like, dude, I got to confiscate that. I'm like, I got a knife. What the fuck are you going to do?
You're an international criminal.
And the guy's like, you get 3 years in prison for a flip knife that's this long? I'm like, get the fuck out of here. It's a knife, dude. I'm not going to shoot someone with it.
It's like a 2.5-inch blade.
Bullshit. I was like, you guys, are you fucking kidding me? I'm surrounded by Nazis. I'm not putting my fucking knife away.
Yeah, totally.
And the guy's like, I'm going to take the knife. I'm like, I'll go put it in the van. It's all good. I walk out, and Ashley's like, oh, we'll wait here for you to come back and after you bring it to the van. I'm like, I'm not going to fucking bring it to the van. Are you fucking kidding me? There's like seven Nazis here.
Yeah.
No way. Keep my knife. That sucked.
Yeah.
That sucked when I got, and the guy's like, I'm going to pat you down next time I see you. Get out of here, dude.
Oh, you know where I had a bad time? I remember where I had a bad time. I had a bad time in Budapest when my fucking guitar thing kept cutting out.
Uh-oh.
And I couldn't hear anything on stage.
Oh yeah.
But
very nice sound person.
Really, really, really sweet person.
Terrible at her job.
Yeah.
She's awful. She was,
and you can tell she was getting nervous about it because things weren't going right and they didn't really sound good, and she knew that, and we knew that. And we were just trying to figure something out, and the guitar kept cutting out. And I was really upset after that show because there was a good amount of people there, and my shit kept going off.
Just for the record, anyone who's listening from Budapest, beautiful city, and we crushed it. If you think we sounded bad, it was because the sound was fucked up.
Oh, also,
we killed it.
We went to a bathhouse there, and that was fucking rad.
I don't want to talk about it.
Just went and sat in front of a fucking machine that shot water in my face at like 20 miles an hour.
Yeah, that was a dude. That wasn't water.
Stood there for like 10 minutes. Greatest ever. I was getting sick that day. And then after that, I felt good as new. So I recommend it if you have the opportunity.
I don't recommend going to a bathhouse. That was possibly the most uncomfortable I've ever been in my life.
That's because you're a never nude.
I am a never nude, and I don't like to be naked. And I don't think like anybody else should really want to be naked around me or other people. But it's just like orca fat dudes and beautiful women. Just every woman there was like in a bikini and just model. It was fucked up. And I hadn't seen my wife in like 2 weeks, and I'm like trying to be a good person. I'm trying to fucking like keep focused on like being a good person. I'm just like, oh my God, that woman is so beautiful. It's fucked up.
And then you look over and you see me in my European bathing suit with the legs all hiked up, my pasty ass thighs showing.
Yeah, that was pretty. It was a horrible situation. It was almost the worst of all possible. My vision of hell is that situation.
Just 24/7
in a fucking Hungarian bathhouse.
God, I hope
surrounded
I go
by
to hell.
Orca fat dudes and women I can't touch or like do anything with. Just like I'm just like basically naked. I'm in a Speedo and I just fucking like have to make sure that he do not get an erection. It was fucked up. It was a fucked up situation. It was horrible. And people are like, well, why are you so tense? Why are you relaxed? I'm like, why am I fucking tense? Fuck you. I was ready to fucking put my face through the wall, dude.
Oh, yeah.
It was fucking tense, man. No. I don't recommend it. Don't
go.
No
bad times on tour. Everything was fun. Everything was good. This is actually, honestly, of all our tours, this was the smoothest one.
There's only one time that I screamed at
only
everybody.
One time that you yelled at Soren. And now it's hilarious to us. And the rest of the general public will never know.
Yeah. I'm still right about that
situation.
But
we know, and it's really funny. Joke's right. on you, sucker.
I'm good. I'm good. You guys don't listen to me. That's all I'm saying. But, yeah, it was a good tour. I had a good time. Thank you to Leftover Crack for bringing us along.
Yeah, big time.
Thank you to Soren for fucking doing a bunch of the work with me. No thank you to everybody else for not doing shit. Just me and fucking Soren holding boop, it down. Boop. And, yeah, I'm glad you got to hang out with your boys, the fucking Juggalo boys.
Yeah.
All right, and you fucking, oh, sorry, it's not Juggalo Boys. Shouldn't say fuck boys in this. It should be Apple Boys.
Apple Boys.
Apple Boys.
Apple.
Thank you to all the Apple Boys.
Dankeschön.
Get down. What's German for get down?
Get down.
We got a ton of great stuff going on with All Torn Up, so I'm going to listen to a tune from us right now in case you are not familiar with us. We just got off a tour with Leftover Crack in Europe. We're doing a little tour with the Subhumans, the UK Subhumans. In Canada, we're doing like 5 dates, I think, with them in Canada in November, starting like the 21st, I think, of November on the east coast of Canada. So if y'all are in Canada, we're going to fucking be hanging out in Montreal for a couple days. We're going to have a good goddamn time. We'll fucking see y'all up there. We got some cool shows right here in New York City, too. For anyone who's here or visiting New York this fall, we're doing September 2nd. We're playing a metal fest, a punk metal fest here in the city with a bunch of great bands. Clitorium is playing with us that day. Dementia Alcoholica is playing with us that day. I think Phobia is on that same show. A-Truth is on that same show. It's going to be a cool show. That's in September. We're playing October 6th at the Swamp, which is like our home base. We haven't played there in a long time. We're playing with Malcudos and our brothers from Boston, Los Bungalitos, which is one of the best bands you will ever see live, guaranteed, in your fucking life. Listen to them all the time. Love them so much. Los Bungalitos, October 7th. So check that shit out if you're in New York City. A ton of great shows going on. We got a bunch of other stuff here in New York City, and we're doing a little like Boston, Albany thing coming up in October. Whatever. Let's listen to a tune. This is a tune that All Torn Up did on our most recent album, Social Immolation. And since we were in Europe and we're going to Canada, we figured it's a good thing to do a song here about the United States. This is a song about how the people in the United States need to press pause a little bit, and through all the glitz and glamour that we're constantly bombarded with in this culture, we need to see through it. We need to see clearly that this imperialist machine is destroying the world, and it's our job of people who are living in this country to stop this machine from bulldozing humanity with poverty and causing miserable situations for people all around the world with the destabilizing military interventions, like how the United States caused the Syrian refugee crisis because of its thoughtless and careless self-interest being forwarded in the Middle East. Anyway, that's what this song is about. Let's get right to it. Here is Decolonize Your Mind by my band, All Torn Up. Get down.
And now we are indignant because the stuff we have done overseas is now brought right back into our own front yards. America's chickens are coming home to roost.
It was one September morning with the gods watching a line I know something. The point is to live first and then make money for crew. I thought you were to say this man of perspective. They refuse to face the facts. The U.S. is revenge and chickens have come on a path of justice and returning back. This fake conspiracy is hell on you. We'll be right back.
All right, that's the end of the episode. Thank you all for getting down. I know there was a long intro to the episode, but I hope you all dug some of the shit talking that Jason and I got to eventually. We had a great time on tour, and, you know, there was just a lot of gratitude that we needed to express. And I hopefully, even though it was like maybe a little gratuitous, if you will, I think there is a reason that we can get some perspective off of that gratitude and realize it's not just empty thank yous, but it really is meaningful substance and helps us get perspective on the people around us and how much they do for us, even people who don't know us. So I think there's a reason for it. Hopefully there's a reason for this podcast. Hopefully through this, even though we talk a lot of shit and we're having a lot of fun, hopefully through all this, you get a little, little better perspective on the underground world that we're trying to create and the world we're trying to live and dropping out of this fucking bullshit mainstream. Let me know if you listen. You know, I met some folks in England and in Europe who dig Dispatches, and it was super cool, but y'all should be hollering at me. If you listen to this podcast, wherever the fuck you listen, and you dig what we're doing, and you're fucking putting up with me talking shit, I want to hear you talk some shit. Holler back at me. Even if you're not going to donate or go to the website and buy merch, it's fucking cool. I don't care. Let's talk. Let's fucking see about you fucking coming on the podcast. Let's see about you fucking, you know, corresponding about the scene you're doing wherever you're at. Let's talk it out. There's a lot of stuff to do, and I want people to just be, you know, consuming. Let's produce together. Or just, you know, tell me to keep doing it. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. Either way, I appreciate y'all listening in, whether or not you holler at me or not. And, you know, there's a website, dispatchfromtheunderground.com. If your dad is a millionaire, throw some change our way. We would appreciate it. It helps us podcasting keep going. And you don't just have to donate. You can go on our online store and then buy some shit. That would be cool too. And that is a big help to this podcast. So, yeah, dispatchfromtheunderground.com. Tons of ways to get involved. The subscribe button. You know, the least you could do is continue to listen. And one step above that would be spreading the word. So continue to do that. Either way, we'll fucking see you all next episode, which hopefully will be up in 2 weeks. Subscribe and you will find out. Till then, hope y'all keep on digging it. Get down. Here's a band that we played with in Vienna, Austria. Oh, it's another Austria band. That's a little fucked up of me to constantly be forwarding the Austria bands. Whatever, they were really cool. We had a great time with them. They were super conscious. They played incredible tunes, and it was really fun hanging out with them. And this band is called Con Era. And I really appreciate the fact that, you know, we play with a band on tour and they can come up to me and we can get into like a heavy political conversation, even some disagreement, and still like hold our unity together. And Con Era really towed that line and I really appreciated it. Had a good time with them and also made me think a little harder about the things that I do. So appreciate everything they're doing. Here's Con Era from Vienna, Austria. Get down. Society's wrecked. in Dublin, Ireland, where this interview took place, Jason and I did. We played with one of the bands on the show, Death Bus, I think it was called. They're from Belfast, and they shredded. They were super cool. They were fun guys. They really put everything into the show, and I appreciated it. While I did some tunes with Leftover Crack also, I think the singer in the band kept grabbing my mic, and he was a really cool dude, but I kept... You know, when you're holding your hand out to a crowd and someone grabs the mic, my initial reaction is always just like, don't lose the mic, you know, because played a bunch of DIY shows, you lose that mic, you're going to end up paying for it, right? So my initial reaction is just like, yank it back in a very jerky motion, and I apologize to him or them or whoever I might have hurt when I did that. Wasn't anything personal, it's just, you know, can't lose a mic, can't afford fucking paying I'm on a mic, so I always want to make sure I don't lose that shit. Anyway, Death Bus, super cool, appreciate all the energy and fucking power they put into their performance. So next time we go to Ireland, I'm going to fucking go to Belfast, play with these guys at Warzone, so hopefully they'll fucking have us. Here is Death Bus from Belfast, Ireland. Get down.